Good morning. It is good to connect with you today on this Sunday morning. Today we continue our series out of the book of Deuteronomy, where we're examining faithfulness and what it means for us today. Today we hear from a passage of scripture in Deuteronomy, of course, at chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. Now this passage of scripture may be familiar to you. It's a passage of scripture that's important, foundational for those who are of the Jewish faith, and also for us as Christians as well. It's called the Shema, and it's a lot, I would say probably, as Jesus says, the greatest commandment, and I would say it is, the commandment, the law that we are called to fully be all in with. And you'll hear what I mean in just a moment, but I invite you to hear these words, starting at verse 4, chapter 6 of Deuteronomy. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand, fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I think about our lives and how we go about our lives, we have moments in our lives, or actually throughout our days, even not just our lives, but through our days, where we have to go and do different things. Now, that is an obvious statement. We don't do the exact same thing every day. What I'm thinking about, though, especially with place, how we go from one place to another, doing different things at those places. And what I mean by that, and what would help you think about this, is if I have to go to the grocery store, I go to the grocery store, and while I am there, I'm usually picking up food, some household supplies. If I go to the building supply store, I'm picking up supplies there to do a project around the house, or maybe picking up materials to build a house. We wouldn't think about picking up groceries at the building supply store, unless we're talking about Menards, but that's a discussion for another day right there. But there's places we do certain things at. We kind of compartmentalize where we pick up certain things, and we internalize that compartmentalization and that focus that stores would have. And also when we are in education, when we are learning, we learn different subjects. We learn math, we learn English, we learn reading, we learn science, we learn also religion, when we're going to Sunday school. So we have all these subjects that we learn. And these subjects are distinct. How we go about mathematics is different than we would approach reading or English or grammar, because they cover different topics. Now, there might be some overlap in those subjects, especially with science and math, especially if you're doing physics, or chemistry, there's a lot of overlap there, and other fields as well, there's overlap. Things don't always fit nice and neat in distinct categories, but this is something that we are used to as human beings, especially in the modern world. We are used to having things compartmentalized in our lives. When I'm reading a science book, I'm reading a science book. When I am reading a grammar book, I am reading a grammar book. And we expect those things. We also have parts of our lives where we may even behave a little different. For instance, we may behave, have different relationships at work than we do when we are at home. We may let down a little more when we are at home or with our closest friends, but when we are with people we do not know, we may be a little more guarded and may be a little more reserved until we get to know that new person or that person who is not yet familiar to us. And we would behave differently if we're going to school or if we're going to go to the courthouse to do some business. We have different behaviors, different protocols for really different parts of our lives. And we do this kind of compartmentalization, this switching between these environments, these subjects, all of this, we do it without even thinking about it. Most of the time. It's just how things are. We just switch when we need to. We do this when we're at this particular location. It's just a part of our lives. But there's a challenge for us in this, especially when we are looking at faithfulness, the faithfulness that we are called to have with our God and in God. The challenge for us is because we are so used to this kind of compartmentalization in our lives that we may end up compartmentalizing our faith as well. We may only have our faith present in a part of our lives and not in our whole lives. For us here, as we're reading out of the book of Deuteronomy, and especially reading the Shema here, we are reminded of how we are called, in my opinion, to be all in with our faith, to be fully invested, to fully connected with our faith, not just in a part of our lives, but with our whole selves. If you look at the passage here, dig a little deeper here, and I would invite you to look at verse 5 in particular. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all of your might. This is a holistic, you know, in the whole person, you know, sense, a holistic, you know, approach to faith, to being connected with our God. It's not just only our heart or our mind or our might, but with all of these things. So then the question for us, I believe, we're thinking about this and how our lives can be compartmentalized, to how we have different approaches, different parts of our lives. Not only is this a commandment, but I also believe it's an invitation and a question for us to reflect on. Of how are we using our whole selves in all parts of our lives with our faith? How are we being faithful in every day, every moment that we have, regardless of where we are or what we are doing or who we are with? How are we living out our faith? Now, for each of us, that answer will be a little bit different. It will take a different approach, different, you know, mannerism or such, but the faith, being connected with our God, being fully connected with Christ and the Holy Spirit, I believe is the same. It may look different, the approach may be a little different, but having your whole heart, your whole mind, and all of your strength fully connected to God, fully in on our faith, that is the same. Now, for us as followers of Christ, I want to take this step a little bit further. I'm going to have us go into the Gospels for a minute, because I believe it's important to reflect on this as well. Now, Jesus, fully grounded, you know, he was, you know, a Jew, fully grounded in his tradition. He knew the Shema. He knew that commandment. And so then when he was approached about what is the greatest commandment, and in some ways this was going to be a trick question for Jesus, because the idea at the time was all the law was equal, all the commandments were equal. But Jesus comes back with this statement here, and I'm going to read this passage out, Matthew, starting in chapter 22 at verse 34, and I'll be going through verse 40. So hear these words as well. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He, in referring to Jesus, said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind." Sounds very familiar to us from the Shema. And then going on, "This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now, Jesus here fully aware of his own tradition, fully aware of where this person was coming from in this question, you know, answers with that Shema, with that call. You know, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and all of your mind. Jesus is calling us to that holistic faith, you know, using our whole self, our whole person, and our faith. And he builds on it with this second commandment. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now, I don't see Jesus here somehow trying to be greater than what is found in Deuteronomy, being greater or expand a tradition or totally replace tradition. I don't see that. I see this here as the approach, as the call. As we are faithful, that as we are fully growing in our faith, fully growing in our connection, that we don't do this solely as a solo project, as just one person. But rather, that faith is reflected in our interactions as well. That our faith is reflected in how we connect with those around us. Our faith is not solely a relationship that totally, you know, is just us. And then how we approach other people, you know, doesn't matter. It matters how we connect with other people. It matters how we relate to one another. Now, from a salvation standpoint of how we are fully saved, I mean, that comes from having that faith in Christ. And I'm not talking about salvation here. I'm referring to how we are living our faith, how we are faithful. And I believe that we are called to fully be all in, as Deuteronomy and Jesus share, but we're also called that reflect, the call to reflect that faithfulness with one another, that we are called to love our neighbor as ourselves. And on this, and on the Shema, hang all the law and the prophets. Our faith, I believe, hangs on this. And I believe we are called to be faithful to this commandment. Be faithful to Christ and faithful to the movement of the Holy Spirit. Now again, how this exactly looks in our daily lives, it's different for each one of us because we all have different circumstances, different workplaces, different home life, different relationships. But that faith, that call to be fully in and to love our neighbor as ourselves, that is the same, I believe, for all of us as followers of Christ. So I invite us this week and in our coming days as well to invite us to reflect how we are living out that faithfulness. How am I being faithful at work? How am I being faithful at home? How am I being faithful in my community interactions with my neighbors, at the post office, at the grocery store, and so on and so forth? And I believe as we examine and grow in how we are living our faith, I believe we will be blessed all the more, but more importantly, those who are struggling, those who are discouraged, those who need to hear the hope of God, hear the hope of Christ, I believe they will be blessed all the more. And in this time and in this place that we find ourselves in, this examination is critical so that others may be blessed, that in this difficult and challenging time, others will know hope. And also we can be reminded of that same hope as well. So brothers and sisters, let us be grounded in our faith. Let us be grounded in our faithfulness, and may we be faithful in all that we do, now and for all of our days. Amen.